Denise Jewelers in Middleton. This is Adriana.
I'm going to get to everyone, Adriana. I'm going to get to everybody. I missed Nick's call. He said tag, I'm it. How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Good? Just
I'm peachy. I'm just wonderful.
And what
is
game
that
did you go to that I think you lost? What was that? Was it?
We won, like, majorly.
Oh, you won. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just a Bills fan. So.
Yeah, the
we almost lost
game.
To a terrible team, but it's fine. So
we did really good on, or we didn't do super good. It was a really close game on Sunday, but we won, thank God.
That was where Diggs got all chippy, right? Was that against Green Bay? Big fight.
Yeah,
like, on the whole team. So stupid.
Honestly, I don't really know exactly. I was bartending during the game, and I was just kind of like, you know.
You were bartending?
I don't really know. I bartend on the weekends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't really do, like, football. Like, I don't really know what's going on most of the time, but I'm pretending like I do.
Yeah. Listen, I'm right there with you. I actually know more about the game that I let on. I like to pick on people that are really into football because I think it's ridiculous. But I do enjoy the game when, like Sunday,
right.
I saw, you know, I had some wings, had three pitchers of beer with a buddy, so it was, you know, it was a good time. It is blue.
Absolutely.
It's not like it was heavy stuff. But anyway, is Nick available, or did I miss him?
I think he's available. Nick, can you talk to Garrett? Okay. I'm transferring you over there.
You're the best. Enjoy your day.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Nope. Didn't work.
Oops. Shoot. What just happened?
Try again.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. You
I got your email.
Oh, good. You got my email. I can replace a lot of the memo pieces. I already have a replacement picked out for the one carat that Misty sold. She's like, I sold the diamond. Now you're asking for all these back. And I'm like, it's interesting you sold a piece that you owned and not the memo. Because the piece that you owned was actually 6.5 millimeters and 2500. So I found another one. It's an HSI2 XX medium, XXVG medium, 6.5 millimeter. Gorgeous.
People are loving fluorescence. They just don't.
2500.
Nobody ever gets, nobody ever like, enhanced fluorescence. I don't want that. I've never experienced that.
You know what's funny?
They're all like, ooh, that's cool. And now with labs, it's just even more so.
And I think it's a, I think it's funny because I think you hit it now right on the head. It's a, I think it's a jeweler-created issue, not so much a industry issue. You know, like people that can sell fluorescence, that you have a million more diamonds at your disposal than like I work with a guy. He's very successful, but I can't quote him above faint. It's just how he is, and I'm like, it just pigeonholes him into a very small section of inventory. And my wife thinks fluorescence is the coolest thing ever. So a lot of people do. The diamond is a rock that glows under certain conditions. What? Why is that not wild and sought after?
And it's not always. And sometimes it's blue. Sometimes it's white. Sometimes it's green, orange, red.
Yeah, wild. I have seen a few that had I can't remember the one. I think it was orange. Orange is not common.
Orange and red are the least common.
And do you remember that specimen that they had at Wilson & Sons that he was so proud of? Oh, it was a red diamond. Okay, I thought but it, like, fluoresced wild, didn't it? No, we got a group.
Pink
is brown, but it fluoresced yellow. So it was kind of wild, so it was like, yeah, so.
Oh, that's neat. It was a champagne that fluoresced yellow?
Yeah, kind of wild.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it was like an insanely expensive stone. And it's so funny, I was joking with him, I'm like, about turning inventory because I went to visit. And I'm like, how many times have you turned that piece? And it was like $500,000, you know, tied up. It wasn't that expensive, but I was joking with him. I'm like, you know, you're so proud of this one piece, but now you're complaining to me about these one carats that you're not turning. Like, you know, it's funny how the pain shifts when it's something you like, you know?
Yeah, right.
But, well, if you've got my email, I'll replace the one cap, but that's literally all I needed. Did you, I don't have any bigger greens is the problem, and I don't have bigger greens that are certified for that money. So I could go bigger. I could go one carat each, but then we're talking way more money, and they would have trade. So I don't know if that's...
$4,000 for the pair or $6,000?
I'll look again,
pair.
But they were like closer to six. They were closer to six.
Each?
No, total.
For the pair.
Yeah, for the pair.
Yeah, three a carat.
Yeah, so that's... But I don't know if... It's like you really... I know what you want. You want three-quarter carats with EGL lab reports so that way you can upgrade them down the road. Like, that's what I'm trying to find. Halves are too small. Ones might be... Ones would look sick, but do you want to spend...
I mean, that's my ultimate goal.
Okay. Well, diamonds are the cheapest they've been, so if you want to go big now, I guess, but you want me to see if I can put a pair together for you and see what
I
can
buy? I don't know if I can... I don't know
that?
If that's...
Yeah, it's...
Swing that right now.
I completely understand. Let me see. Let me see what they are. I mean, I got nothing better to do. Let me look at green. see if I can find some three-quarter carats. Things change all the time, so.
Yep.
You know, but. All right, well, do you need anything else from me?
I don't have anything at the moment.
Just memo after you zip me the tracking for these things. That
yes.
Works?
Yep.
Sounds good to me, Holy. Are you enjoying your matcha?
I haven't even had one in several months. I don't even know if I've had one this year.
Because you're doing the carnivore diet.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I said matcha, and Mick just turned around. He's like, is that Nick Denny? Because that was D.C., wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
D.C. Was.
Where he had that big green matcha, and then you had it, and you're like, wow, this is the best thing ever. Yeah. But, all right. Well, that's
now
all I needed.
Now I drink coffee with butter.
Coffee with butter?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a name for it. I'm spacing what it's called right now, but
how much butter?
Tablespoon.
A tablespoon? Okay. And Mick says, because he said grapeseed oil you could do too.
Yeah, the butter's healthier.
Butter's healthier.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm stuck in the middle here again, a little. Here I am. I'm having a conversation with Nick. God damn it. Anyway, that's all I need. I'm getting off the phone before I get trapped with you guys again.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.